It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
What an exciting time it is to be living right now. You say, well, what's exciting about it? Well, one thing that is really exciting is that the time of our Lord's coming is soon. It's sooner today than it was yesterday. And you and I who know Jesus as our Lord and Savior, He's coming back for us in the clouds. And we're going to go up. The Bible says that He's going to descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel. And we're going to be caught up together with those who have gone on before. And we're going to be forever with the Lord. The Bible goes on to say there that we're to comfort one another with these words. And that brings comfort to my heart when I start looking at the Word of God and I see that I'm going to be going up. But you know there's a time when I'm going to come back. You say, well, who wants to come back to this earth after they're with the Lord in heaven? Well, I'm coming back with the Lord. The Bible teaches us that there's a future kingdom. And Jesus Christ is coming back. And we're going to come back with Him. And the kingdom is coming, the millennium, and that's what we've been studying. That is dispensation number 8, the millennium. The time is coming when men will do God's will on earth. And, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 10, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And there's coming a day when His will be done. Mankind will not have a choice. Well, they'll have a choice, but they'll pay the price immediately if they go against the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and that's Jesus Christ. He's coming back to rule this earth with a rod of iron. He's going to see that everything is placed in order. Well, Jesus is coming back, and the Bible teaches us that He's coming back to rule. And what will the kingdom be like? Well, we spoke of this the last time, that the conditions of earth is going to be different than they are today, and life in the future kingdom is going to be a better world, and it's described in the Word of God. And there are certain things that are going to take place that will be true during the kingdom. Christ, of course, as I've mentioned, will be the king over all the earth. Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 9, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord, and His name one. Well, keep in mind now that I'm reading this, and this comes from the Word of God. And this is the Word of God. And we should never doubt what God says. He says He's coming back, and that is the truth. Jesus Christ is going to be the president and sovereign ruler of the entire world. Daniel chapter 7, verse 14, and there was given Him, and that's Christ, dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve Him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and His kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed. Well, according to Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 3, Jerusalem is going to be the capital of Christ's kingdom. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 3 says, and many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and He will teach us His ways, and we will walk in His paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Now, many saved people want to know what we're going to do really when we get to heaven or when we come back with the Lord. And many people think you're just going to walk around and well, they can do that. But, you know, we're going to have new bodies and we're going to be able to do what we want to. But I believe that one thing that's going to take place there is teaching. I believe we will continue to learn the things of God. If you remember John, in the book of John, he said that if everything had been written about the Lord that He had done while He was walking this earth, then nothing could contain it. It would be so great. Well, some of those things that He did that we haven't read about in the Word of God, I think we're going to find out. And we're going to be able to find out what exactly what He has done and what He's going to do for us And that is, once again, we'll be with him in the kingdom. We'll be with him during the millennium, where we're going to keep learning. And we're going to find out even more things, great things that God has placed us in the kingdom for. And we're going to keep learning and learning and learning. We're not just going to sit around, I don't believe. I believe we're going to be busy. Well, Christ is going to be the king, but he's going to be the perfect ruler. Our world has known some very terrible rulers. Now, I mentioned this before. Pharaoh of the Exodus, Herod the Great, Hitler, Saddam Hussein, many others you could think of who were terrible. But Jesus Christ is going to be known as the greatest ruler who ever lived. And by the way, he is alive. And he's going to rule when he comes back to set up his kingdom. Many of the rulers of this world have been cruel and ambitious and selfish and unfair. And we think of this, even the best rulers and presidents have been far from perfect. Well, during the kingdom age, there will be a perfect ruler. Isaiah 33:32 says this, "For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king, he will save us." Well, not only do we see the many things that Christ is going to do, but notice that Christ will rule in perfect fairness and righteousness. The Bible teaches us even right now that God is no respecter of persons. And that's the way it's going to be during the millennium. Isaiah chapter 11, verses 4 and 5. It says, "But with righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth." In other words, everything's going to equity. It's going to be the same. "And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked." And I've mentioned this before, that people are going to be ruled. When they go against Christ, they will pay the price during the millennium. So everybody will do what Christ says to do, or they will be they will be killed, and they will go to hell. And that's sad. All they have to do is do what the King of Kings and Lord of Lords wants them to do, and that is to serve him and just do what he would ask. And then in verse 5 of Isaiah chapter 11, it says, "And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins," speaking of Christ, "and faithfulness the girdle of his reins." He is righteous. He's all righteous, and he is faithful. Well, everything that this king, that's Christ, will do, and everything this king will say will be fair and just and right. He will do no wrong. He will rule the world without making any mistakes. Now, every decision he makes will be right and fair and just. We don't see that today, do we? Well, there is also going to be peace on the earth. And that's hard to believe, as much as we see today, as we look around and we see the wars and rumors of wars. Say, doesn't the Bible say something about that? The Bible says in the last times there are going to be wars and rumors of wars. And this may be, of course, speaking of during the tribulation, but we see that now. So if we see it now, how much closer is the Lord's coming for us who know him as Savior? He's coming back in the clouds, and I can't wait to see him. Psalm chapter 46, verses 9 and 10, it says, "He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth." There will be peace, and that peace is coming when Jesus Christ comes back to set up his millennial kingdom. And once again, we see that according to Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 4, there will be no need for an army or navy or air force during the kingdom age. Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 4 says, "And he shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore." Well, warfare will be a thing of the past, because the Prince of Peace will be on the throne. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." And I believe that the reason that God has placed those names in the book, in his word, I believe that he wants us to know that Jesus Christ is all in all. He's all we need. He is the one who came to seek and to save those who were lost. I was lost, and there was one time that I really realized that I needed a Savior. And I bowed down and I asked him to come into my heart. I knew I was a sinner. I couldn't save myself, and I wanted to go to heaven. And after I got saved, I realized I wanted more. And what was that? To serve him, to do what he would have me to do. Well, let's get back to thinking now what the kingdom will be like and what's going to happen there. I believe that all men, they will be taught the truth about God. There's so many lies today about who God is, and what God is, and where God is, and just so many things that people, they do not tell you the truth many times. So many people tell you lies about who and what God is. Well, there are hundreds of religions in the world today. Men have all different kinds of ideas about who God is and what God is like. When the kingdom age, things will be much different. Men will have perfect education. The Lord himself will be ruling on earth and teaching men the truth about God. Now, I said earlier that you and I who know Jesus as Savior right now, we're going to go with him into clouds, of course, in the rapture, but we're coming back with him. And I said earlier that we're going to be studying. We're not going to just sit around, but we're going to keep learning. But one of the greatest things is that men of the earth, people are going to be alive at that time, and they're going to learn the things of God. Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 3, "And many people shall go and say, Come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem." What a great time that's going to be to have the greatest teacher who has ever lived teaching us and teaching men of this world who go into the millennium, teaching people. What greater teacher would there be than the greatest teacher himself, and that is Jesus Christ? There will be no false religions. They're not going to be allowed. Only the truth will be taught. Everyone must worship the King. There will be no need of missionaries to tell people that they need to know the Lord. We read about this in so many places. One place is Jeremiah 31 and verse 34. "And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more." Isaiah chapter 11, verse 9, "They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." Jesus Christ is coming. He's coming for his church first, and then he's coming back to set up his kingdom. And thank God, you and I who know him as Savior today, we're coming back with him. If you don't know him, why not? Ask him into your heart today. Trust him as your Lord and Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.